Okay. This is the first podcast I'm going to have under the Choosing Christianity blog. If you want to look at the blog, it's choosingchristianity.blogspot.com. There's also a Twitter at ChristianityC. You can check that out. Be sure to follow. I had a post on Paul. It was my first post for the blog. It was in April. And I recently read it. Now it's September 2013. I recently just read over it. And it kind of got me thinking on a different level about what I was actually trying to get at here. So I want to talk about a few things, one in particular, some questions or statements that you may hear when you're talking about your faith or a belief in the Bible. One of the main things you're going to hear is, yeah, I'm a Christian, but, you know, how can you believe in a book that's written by a man? And, yeah, it's a pretty ignorant statement. Obvious, but you know, as Christians, we're supposed to, you know, respond with you know, kind words. Try not to be too rude about it, even though it is a pretty ignorant statement. Being Christian is all about faith. You know, the point of the Bible is understanding and how we can become closer to God. We believe that, you know, the Bible is written by men, but we believe that the Bible is, you know, written by men who are inspired by the Holy Spirit. You know, 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is God-breathed, to which, what it comes down to, that means, you know, the Bible is written by men who were inspired by God. God, he used men to write the book. That's what it means when it says all scripture is God-breathed. And then you hear questions like, you know, what's the point of the Old Testament? You know, the old law, do we still live under the old law? I mean, we clearly don't, because, you know, Leviticus 20:13 says, if a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, and they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And Exodus 21:15 says, he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Clearly we don't, you know, go by that anymore. But yes, there is still a point to the Old Testament. It really does a lot to help us grow in the faith. It shows us prophecies, and, you know, we read into the New Testament. We find out how those prophecies were fulfilled. You know, example, Isaiah 7:14 says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Micah 5:2 says, but you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from of old, from everlasting. You know, we know in the Bible, the New Testament, they call Jesus Emmanuel when he's born in Bethlehem. So both of those are prophecies. Those are just two small examples of how prophecies are fulfilled in the New Testament. But that's a whole different topic. Back to what I was talking about, you know, how people say, I don't believe in a book written by man. Well, hopefully they believe, you know, that the men who wrote the book, they were inspired by God. I mean, if they don't believe that, then, I mean, we have a whole different problem to deal with, another different topic. Well, you should ask them if they believe in the Gospels, and if they believe that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John give accurate accounts of Jesus' teachings and his life. Hopefully they do. Paul. You know, this is just another example of how in 2 Peter 3:15, Peter shows that God has given wisdom to Paul. Now, that's clear. That's clear as it is right there. But then you'll probably be asked, you know, how can we trust Peter? I mean, it's pretty simple how we trust Peter. I mean, all you got to do is look into the Bible. This is just assuming that they still believe that the Gospels gave accurate descriptions of Jesus' teachings and his life while he was on earth. In Matthew 16:18-19, he says, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." So Jesus, you know, makes it clear that he wants Peter to be the head of the church. He gives him the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He builds the church on Peter. And so back to Paul, I mean, that really just, you know, knocks it out right there, really. Where Peter had a high standing with Jesus. And Jesus goes out of his way to, you know, make sure that we know that Peter was given the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And now Peter is, you know, pointing out that Paul was clearly given wisdom by God. So that's just another example of how we can trust that the Bible was written by men, inspired by God. On the same point, we can head over to Galatians 2:7-9. Galatians 2:7-9 really just, you know, hits everything. Galatians 2:7-9 says, "On the contrary, they recognize that I have been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been to the circumcised. For God, who was at work in Peter as an apostle to the circumcised, was also at work in me as an apostle to the Gentiles. James, Cephas, and John, those esteemed as pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of the fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me. They agreed that we should go to the Gentiles, and they to the circumcised." You know, if we can't really trust Paul, then, you know, definitely James, Cephas, and John, who were esteemed as pillars of the church, they would not have given Paul the right hand to the fellowship when they recognized that Paul had indeed been given grace by God. Matthew Henry said in one of his commentaries on this, he said, "Perceiving the grace given to him, they gave unto him and Barnabas the right hand of the fellowship, whereby they acknowledged that he was designed to the honor and office of an apostle as well as himself." Here we learn that the gospel is not ours, but God's, and that men are but keepers of it. For this we are to praise God. So yeah, that's pretty much the whole point I'm trying to make here. We can actually trust the Bible. It is written by men, but they were inspired by God. They were given, you know, they were shown by the Holy Spirit what they were supposed to write. And there's Bible verses all over that really just show what I'm trying to say. The ones I just read to you, really. So, this is my first podcast. Short, I know, but I'm trying to get the first point across out of the many I will make. This topic is not over. There's still so much more to talk about.